much better.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's only like $100.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Nyack School District Board of Education meeting Tuesday, May the 16th. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. I don't have a lot in my report today. I'd just like to congratulate all the seniors. I was at the high school Monday morning at assembly, and I'd like to, John and I were there, and I'd like to congratulate all the seniors who received numerous awards for being on honours and high honours and other awards, and I think our own student rep got about 4 or 5 awards. So well done, Indigo. Congratulations, yeah. And congratulations to all the seniors. The only other thing I have, my daughter on behalf of the Science Research Program has asked me to send around these invites to the board to the, let's see what it is, the symposium. Yeah. The Nyack High School 15th Annual Authentic Science Research Symposium. It's going to be at the high school on June the 1st. So it's June the 1st. So you did part of that as well, Indigo, correct?
Yeah,
I'm
seeing, so.
Oh, really? I always love that event. Right. So, want to finish my report, I'll hand these out. And that's my report, Dr. Montesano.
Yes, I have just 2 quick items. The first of which is a reminder to the community that next Tuesday night in this very room at 7 o'clock, we're going to have members of our technology committee that will be giving a presentation that the board has already received with regard to a preliminary technology plan, which is actually on the agenda for board approval for tonight. The idea at the forum is to get the community familiar with the work that this committee has done in terms of putting together a vision for the district, particularly with regard to instructional technology, and eventually to come back to the board at one of the June meetings with those, whatever input we may collect, and with a final recommendation to move forward with hopefully adopting a plan. Secondly, I had advised the board in our last update on Friday with it was like a slide presentation by Lorraine Longy, our Director of Guidance, with regards to the weighting of courses. And as the board recalls, this is an extension of an earlier presentation focused on class rank that was done at your December meeting. And at that December meeting, after some discussion, the board had requested that the administration go back and take a look at the weighting of our courses. Currently there's so many additional points a student may acquire for taking an AP course, taking an honors course, or taking a Regents course. Embedded in that presentation is a recommendation with a fairly significant change. So what I would ask the board to just take a look at that, and my thoughts were, if the board is so inclined, is to put that onto a workshop item at one of our June meetings, and we can certainly have Lorraine and Nicole available to review the plan with the board, and hopefully to get some potential decisions, whether to adopt those recommendations or to go back to the drawing board or to do nothing or whatever the pleasures of the board is. So.
And if we do make changes, there'd be policy changes potentially, right?
The policy needs to be changed currently. If you recall, one of the things we discovered is that your current policy on course weighting is actually out of sync a little bit with what the practice of the high school is, so there's going to be a need to adjust one or the other. So it is a policy decision, as the board does have a policy with regard to the weighting of its courses. And so any change we would make, it's pretty impressive.
Sorry.
You guys all play very nicely. Any potential changes, as the board is aware, would go through a... have we come full circle now?
I think so.
Sorry, we're distracted.
I'm very distracted.
Sorry.
So, you want to flick those lights on and off? That's up to you.
We're listening to you. We can actually multitask, you know. We can
I
walk
can't.
And chew bubblegum.
My brain is... So with the policy change, what would occur is if the board feels there may be a change, we would then go through a first read of a policy, you know, so that night would not necessarily end it. Mm-hmm. And these, you know, of course, the other discussion the board would have to engage in is if a change was made, at what cohort of kids would the board be comfortable making those changes? You know, is it fair mm-hmm. for the kids that are already in the pipeline, so to speak, at the high school to have, you know, a change, and is it a change that's going to be affecting retroactive, you know, there's a whole set of things you'd probably have to take a look at, and I'm sure the board will look at this in the most fair-minded way. So I see some heads nodding, so I'll assume that we'll put that on a workshop item at one of the June meetings.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's my report.
Great. Thanks, Dr. Montesano. Our student representative, Indigo Gollum.
Hello, everybody. APs are finished, so everyone's finally back in school. Feels good to be kind of done with senior year in a way. So some interesting things are coming up. I'm talking with Ms. Longy and Ms. Saiva about having a senior clap out, which I don't know if you guys heard of it or seen it, but basically the seniors return to their elementary schools and they walk down the halls and all the teachers and elementary school students clap for them, and it's a very...
In your caps and gowns.
Crucial. Yeah. Detail. So we walk in our caps and gowns, and it'll be a very, I'm excited. It's going to be very fun to sort of reminisce and be with those kids that, some of these kids that I've been with since I'm like 5 years old, which is wild. So that's cool. Also, this Friday and Saturday are the one-act shows where students either wrote or directed their own little mini productions and are performing them. I'm a director in one of them, so it's a pretty short thing. It's like an hour long, so I invite all of you guys to come see.
What time?
I believe it's at the high school. I can check. I'm gonna go with 7, just to put it out there, but I don't know. And then of course the Science Research Symposium, as Karen mentioned. It'll be really great to see what all the seniors have done for the past 3 years. So that is my report.
Thanks very much, Indigo. Let's go with our board reports. Trustee Rock.
Thank you, President Hughes. I also want to congratulate the seniors for their awards, but I believe there's a series of awards happening throughout this week, because Thursday morning I'll be there for the freshmen, so I will not leave out the sophomores and juniors, so all receiving awards at the high school, middle school, and elementary schools. Congratulations. Short report as well. I have a deliverable to the board with Dr. Montesano for a new member starter guide. So Dr. Montesano and I met on Friday. We went through a pretty extensive packet, resource materials, school district document reports, school board member supplemental materials, school board member articles, and at the next board meeting we'll be prepared to present. So we'll send out a mailing ahead of time, and we'll have the starter kit for review with workshop.
We did our homework assignment, President Hughes.
Wonderful. Yes, thank you.
Other than that, I think that's all I have. I'll end my report there on a high note.
Thank you, Trustee Rock. Which reminds me, all of our goals, we should look to review them in June. We did set them. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure we formally adopted them at any point in time, but I do believe in principle we all agreed that we would do them, so we should review them in June. Mm-hmm. If you and Michael could work on the calendar piece, because you did some good work there, but I think we might have been delinquent in
I'm not going to point out.
We're amongst friends.
Do you want to claim mea culpa? That's on you.
The email got lost in the mail.
But let's take a look at those and see how we did, and then obviously we'll make sure for next year that we tackle this with gusto and a little earlier. Okay, wonderful. Thanks, Trustee Rock. Trustee Bender.
President Hughes, thank you. Just a couple of bullet points tonight on my list. It's obviously a busy time of year, end of school gatherings. Had the pleasure of going to the VCE fifth grade concert. Well, it was actually third, fourth, fifth with Trustee Mark. I was amazed by the orchestra in particular, and I'll defer to our resident music expert, but those fourth graders played three pieces without any sheet music. I don't know how difficult the pieces were, but they had the music memorized, so I thought it was pretty amazing to see.
They were extraordinarily difficult.
I'll take your word for it. But I thought it was amazing, and the fifth grade final number, to watch my son up there doing this medley of sitcom theme songs was pretty special. So had a good time there. Also had my car washed by the fifth graders at VCE. Half my car washed. It was a good cause. They were out there singing their Valley Cottage Elementary song, and a lot of school spirit. And then final item from me. So this is definitely a time for recognition. A lot of what we do is in and around academics. I did want to call attention to the fact there was an incident on one of the softball fields recently, and some life-saving measures were taken by an individual. A tragedy was prevented from happening on our softball field, and just want to recognize that individual. Unfortunately, it's blind recognition because I don't know the name of the person. Don't know the name of the umpire that had fallen.
Yeah, the individuals are athletic trainer Wes.
Okay.
Was the individual that, as it happened, he was up at the field, and this is another byproduct, if you will, of having all those fields collectively together. You know, the board may recall the idea was normally our spring, our trainer was always spread out. Upper Niagara was a softball field, McCallum for lacrosse, and obviously the high school. In this case, the lacrosse team was engaged, I think, in a game as well, obviously he carries the AED with him and was able to respond very quickly. I also want to commend the emergency responders in this community because the response from both the police department and the ambulance services were very, very quick and also played a very key role in that.
And just likewise, recognition to that was obviously a game going on. I understand that they sort of sheltered the kids from what was happening and took them down to a little cross game. So just kudos to everybody all the way around for the job they did in that incident.
And just not to belabor this, but Joe Sigil, our athletic director, had gone up and had visited the umpire. In fact, his son came to the high school to thank the high school staff. He's, I believe, an administrator in Rockland County School District as well. And also, one of our employees that is up at the field was observing that and was experiencing his own chest pains. And I think as a result of looking at this experience, decided to get himself checked in the hospital. And both of them had gone through surgeries on that very same day as a aftermath of that. And there was Joe, and all of them, you know, our employee was singing the praises of the umpire, because if not for that event, he would not have discovered his issue. And obviously the family was very appreciative of the opportunity to have the responses that we did for that. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, just again, and I feel like I can speak for the board in extending a big thank you to all involved. I think that was a fantastic job. So, again, just thanks so much. It was life-saving measures. And that is my report.
Thank you very much, Trustee Bender. Trustee Marshall.
Thank you, President Hughes. Just a very short report. First of all, just want to thank the community who has turned out at both candidate forums within the past several weeks in support of our budget. Lots of positive, or I have experienced, responses to the budget. A lot of our community seems to be very educated about the budget, so thank you to our public affairs officer who was really adept at getting out our budget newsletter and getting everything put up on our website. Obviously, thank you to our business office, to Carlene, for her efforts. I really enjoyed listening to the responses from the community around the many issues facing our students. That, to me, was very, very gratifying. At the NAACP forum, we did have a community member mention the issue of transportation in terms of our walkers. And he pointedly asked if that was something that the board, you know, would be looking at. And so that was another a theme that came up. Another community member raised a similar issue about safety at the second PTA forum. So perhaps at a future meeting, Dr. Montesano, you may want to let the public know where the district might be headed in either one of those directions.
Well, I can give you a quick response to the first part of the question, and that is really a board issue. I mean, that's clearly a financial decision on the part of the board. The state of New York has, over time, reduced the amount of aid you get for your transportation costs. You have probably one of the more liberal policies currently. You're well under the state mandate with regard to distance.
Distance, right.
You know, each time, because, you know, we're going through this also, by the way, the committee that's been looking at the start time of the high schools, because, you know, one of the answers to that issue is rolling back the time for the high school without affecting the other schools would be to add more buses. And, you know, it costs you about roughly about $70,000 each and every time you add a bus route, you know, an additional bus to your costs and, you know, the climate you're operating in with regard to the tax cap and the lack of funding from the state, you know, it's a difficult issue. In fact, districts right in this immediate area in this county have actually gone the other way with their bus transportation because of the stress, you know, with the budget. So, I mean, I can certainly do the fact-finding for you in terms of the structure of the cost, you know, if you, you know, if you change some of the distances. But just keep in mind that, you know, that ultimately will be a board decision.
Well, there was a member of the community there who was a past, I believe she was assistant, I won't say assistant superintendent or... What was she?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was Linda?
She was assistant superintendent.
She was, and she did correctly provide the fact that that is a state. It's involving, you know, state laws, and it involves.
But you know, what I'm saying to you is, you are well. You exceed significantly exceed the state mandate terms of the mileage of busing. But I would just, you know, in addition to certainly looking at the safety issues, if there are some that need to be examined, we can certainly look at those. But it really is a challenge just financially in terms of how you can manage
that.
But we can run through scenarios, et cetera, whatever the board's, you know, wishes are.
Yeah, I would just chime in on that. I would say that we sort of did promise that we would at least look into
it
a little bit more. So, Jim, what you're saying actually I think would be extremely helpful. I don't know if that's, you know, if it's something that we
I mean, again, it's tough for an individual board member to promise because you work as a body of the board.
Yeah, so exactly.
It is true.
You know, you guys form the agenda. So
I think we promised that we would at least bring it back to this table.
Yeah, so, you know, before too long, we'll start to be developing our district goals.
Yeah.
If this is something the board thinks it wants to pursue and take a look at, I want to share with you that the reality of it is, it is going to come down to, in my mind, any additional cost you add to your budget in any area, you're going to be needing to be prepared to find the money within your existing budget because there's no new revenue that I can see, you know, coming forward that we're going to have to be able to operate with. And a, you know, transportation cost is a fixed recurring cost that never goes down.
Right.
It only is going to go, you know, up in terms of adding stress to your budgeting.
Yeah. I would say as far as the incumbents, we were sort of put on the spot, and we didn't make any promises other than, yes, we would look into that.
It's certainly something.
That was really the only thing we said.
And as I said, we've done a lot of legwork just as a part of the early, the start time of the high school.
Right.
So, you know, Brega has been working with us and so forth. So we have a pretty good handle on, you know, on additional buses and what that might cost the district.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And that is my report.
Thanks very much, Trustee Marshall. Trustee Irvin.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I just want to encourage the kids who are participating in NISMA coming up this weekend. I know I've got a couple of days, a couple of sessions, and I know a lot of kids are. I know it's a big deal in the school district, and I just wish all the kids the best of luck, and congratulations to our music department, because I think they really do put out a superior product, as we've already discussed. And I am looking forward to the awards ceremonies and the end-of-the-year activities that occur. It's a lot of fun in sitting in this chair and being able to do graduations and all these award ceremonies and listening to these topics, although most of the time I can't hardly understand what they're talking about. But we have a lot of great kids in this district, and it's a lot of fun at this time of year to be able to celebrate that.
That's my report. Thank you very much. Trustee Maraschino.
Okay. Trying to stay focused at 8:59 here, but so just lots of, you know, campaigning. Obviously, the past few weeks, I wanted to say thank you to the NAACP and the PTA for organizing the candidates forum and enabling us to hear lots of good feedback and opinions from everyone. I wanted to mention the Girl Scout International Night that I think happened since our last meeting, and just let everyone know it was a wonderful night. The auditorium was packed with kids from 5 years old up to 18 years old doing different performances and then serving food. And really one of the most so moving for me as a parent of a senior was there were, you know, some of the girls that we've recognized for their gold awards, but they've got a larger troop than that. There's probably about 8 of them that have been in Girl Scouts since kindergarten. And they showed a video of the different activities that they've been doing together since kindergarten. Very emotional and moving, and just, you know, showed an impact Girl Scouts had on their lives, so that was great. I just wanted to give a shout out to the Center for Safety and Change. They had an amazing event right in our community at the Time Hotel last weekend, and I know the reverse, or I call it the reverse auction, sort of their fund a need auction alone raised, I think, $83,000 just in the room that night. So, you know, it was just great to be there and really learn about the different services that they provide, you know, not just sort of their shelter, their home for women and children who've been through such tough times in their life, but working with females who are dealing with human trafficking issues. It was really impressive to learn about what they do, see the huge support from the community in the room. It was wonderful. So just wanted to give a shout out to them. And then the last thing I just wanted to mention, it was just something that I had seen online that I just thought was really worthy to mention. It was sort of a response to the 13 Reasons Why, you know, that Dr. Montesano sent out the great letter about. A high school in Michigan was doing something called 13 Reasons Why Not. And it was just such a great idea. They had different students getting on sort of their loudspeaker system in the morning and telling stories of the acts of kindness that had helped them through tougher times. So it was kids, you know, talking about different situations, kids who were maybe bullied for being overweight, really personal issues. You know, in the school, there was a junior whose sister had committed suicide a few years prior. And, you know, the kids would tell their stories, but really highlight and thank the person that had been their ally and who had helped them through the tough times. So it was just, I don't know. You know, I read it a couple times, and every time I read it, just really made you very emotional. It was a great idea. And kind of on that note, too, I know Grace Church is trying to plan, there's no details on it yet, but I'll just put it out there. And maybe, Lisa, I kind of meant to talk to you more about this prior to, I'll follow up with you tomorrow. But they want to plan a community forum for parents who might be kind of realizing what really went on in this show and want to have some skills to be able to talk to their kids about it. And I know they're trying to whip it together quickly, but there's no date or anything like that yet. I briefly talked to Jim about it very briefly, and you know, they might be interested in having some support from the district just in terms of promoting it, maybe getting a speaker. So more information to come on that.
As long as they're not converting the community to Christianity, we might be able to assist.
No conversion at all. Actually, they really want the community to know that the hall that's there is there, a space that community members can sort of use for anything community related that has nothing to do with, you know, religion or church. So more info to come on that. And that's my report.
Thanks, Jen. Trustee Mark.
President Hughes. Thank you. Just a couple of quick things. As an audience member, I wanted to also recognize the NIAC NAACP and the PTA for providing the forums for the candidates' nights. They were well-structured, and they gave an opportunity for the candidates to air their thoughts and take some questions, and I thought it was a good process, so I thank them for that. My car is also cleaned in Valley Cottage. The back half, not the front. I can't remember which half. and the concert was great.
I actually have a video of you honking your horn along with the Valley Cottage song.
Yes. They were standing outside. Actually, to be truthful, my car got very clean. They were singing like crazy. It was wonderful. Two quick items other than that. Last evening, I got to attend. I was there as a board member, but also I sit on the board of Rockland 21C, which provides support for the family resource centers. And Julie Cassell, who does really fantastic work and work that is modeled, people come and see what she's doing. She was the driving force of the parent-child home program in the Nyack School District, and they had their graduation last night. They had three youngsters. These are pre-preschool kids, and there are home visitors provided by the parent-child program that come in, sit with the parents, sit with the children, read, give the parents some guidance as to how to interact with the kids. Sometimes these are kids who are nonverbal at the beginning of the program, and at the end they're drawing and they're speaking and they're writing and they're turning pages. I mean, we're talking really young children that are getting the kind of grounding that they need to be able to get into the public school system with some really good foundation. 14 families were able to be serviced. Last year it was 9 families. There are home visitors, and Isabel Robles was there, a teacher in the district who provide translation. It'd be great if we can find ways to increase that participation with more home visitors. I think there are ways to do that, and we can have that conversation. So I just was a pleasure to be there. Leo Macias was there as well, and he had some good words to say. And lastly, as your BOCES representative, I just wanted to let everybody know there's a construction project that's in progress. Phase one was finished. It completed some classrooms that were needed. Phase two is really interesting. Phase two, and I've spoken about this before at previous meetings, so I won't go into it in detail, but there's a therapeutic swimming pool that's used there for kids with severe physical problems, and it's a really, really important part of their development. 300 kids who are attending the Kaplan School, they receive therapeutic intervention in the pool, and they had to build a new one because the old one needed maintenance. It was getting past the point of being cost effective for maintenance, and the technology has changed remarkably. So the new pool that they have provides a floor that actually raises and lowers so that you can get a kid into the pool without using all kinds of lifting equipment and hydraulic arms and things like that. It turns out that in this phase, because of the nature of the project that they have to stick a shovel in the ground, there needs to be a public vote to approve it, even though the state education department has already approved it and the funds have already been set aside. So it doesn't cost anybody an extra penny, but they've scheduled a vote for June 21st. It's a public vote, but they only have to provide one polling place. So it's at Kaplan School at BOCES. And anybody who's registered in Rockland County is eligible to vote. June 21st? June 21st, yeah. So those are the details that I have. And if I find other things out about it, I will let you know. But as I say, the important thing to know is that the plan has long been approved, and it's ready to go, and it's fully funded. So we're not voting to approve any new expenditure. And I thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And the polls are closed.
And the polls are closed. Excellent. All right. Dr. Montesano, any response to citizens' prior proposals, questions, and concerns?
There are none.
Okay. Are there any citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns this evening? Kevin, are there any names on those? No? No names? Okay. Thank you. Any citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns on any action items? Do we have a motion to approve action items 2.2, 2.3, and 2.4?
Motion.
Second. Discussion? Opposed? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Do we have a motion to accept business action items 3.1 to 3.4?
Motion.
Second.
Yeah, I just want to acknowledge Mark and Lori Burns, Mark's company, tonight in this motion to accept gifts and donations. is donating $2,000 to the Inspire NIAC, which in turn will come back to the district with regard to supporting our STEM-based programs. So I just wanted to thank the Burns family.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Montesano. Discussion?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Matt. Thank you,
Chair. Thank you, Melissa. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Dr. Montesano, personnel.
Just simply, we do want to welcome Sarah Joy Consiglio, who will be an ENL teacher pending the board action on this item at the high school, who is a resident of Rockland County and I believe attended Suffern High School. And also our very own Kevin Morrison, who is here with us tonight, who would be shifting over from the RIC through the board action tonight to become a formal district employee.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much. Do we have a motion to accept personnel action 9.1 to 4.4?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Congratulations, Kevin. Welcome.
Congrats,
forward.
Kevin.
Are you sure about that, Kevin?
You have to walk out and come back in.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. At this time, we will have a motion to recess for the pending budget trustee vote results. Do we have a motion to recess?
Motion.
Second. Do we need a motion to reconvene?
Yes.
Do we have a motion to reconvene to public session?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Dr. Montesano.
Okay, I'm going to provide, and I want to make it clear that these are tentative results this evening. The board will be adopting, and final results will be tallied sometime tomorrow. First off, with regard to the budget proposition, 1,113 yes votes, 246 no votes.
All right.
So our budget does appear to have passed. Now, I'm going to read the totals, and I do have some limited copies for the board as well as members of the audience that will show you the breakdown by the various four districts. Okay, and I'm just going to read them off in the order in which they appear on the ballot. First off, Beth Davidson, 1,019 votes. James Marshall, 939 votes. Leanne Irvin, 546 votes. Jen Maraschino, 999 votes. Michael Lockett, 312 votes. So those are the tentative votes that the board will now take action on this evening.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Montesano. First and foremost, I'd like to thank the community. First off, I'd like to thank the community for approving our budget. That helps us tremendously, obviously, and to have that with such a resounding vote, that's wonderful. First of all, I'd like to extend a thank you to all the candidates who ran. We understand what it is to put yourself out there and to volunteer, so thank you for that, and congratulations to our three members of the board who will be joining us as of July 1st. Do we have a motion to accept the tentative vote results?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
I just was going to say congratulations to everyone, and I'm sure we'll have time for other comments, but just want to thank Leanne for having served on the board and done an exemplary job.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, just for the sake of clarity, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. We've accepted the tentative vote result. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
We are adjourned. Okay.